welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. I know I kind of been MIA for a week, but yeah, I don't know. I'm back now. And today we're going to talk about the LGBTQ community. And I feel like I could talk about this community because I consider myself bisexual. I just prefer men most of the time, but love is love, in my opinion. So today we're going to get into misconceptions about gay people. And also I want to talk about hate crimes against gays. So first, let me say that LGBTQ stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer or questioning. The Q was added on like a couple years ago. Nowhere does it say fag or faggot. So before we even start this podcast, I just always wanted to like get that out. I hate that word. That word is like, I don't know what it is about it. It's just so fucking offensive to me. Like, I don't even have it in my vocabulary. So yeah, I don't use that word, and I just feel like you shouldn't call gay people faggots. Just, you better off just calling them gay or fuck a label. You know what I'm saying? Who cares? Why the fuck are we labeling people anyway? But anyway, I don't like that word. It's just a nasty ass word to me. And like I said, I've completely taken it out of my vocabulary. So if you don't, you know, like gays, or you're not into this topic, don't fucking listen. Just don't fucking listen. Anyway, so I feel like I'm a part of this community, and I'm going to tell y'all why. I'm bisexual, and I first realized that I might be bisexual when I was in middle school. It was this girl I used to have a crush on, and like me and her used to hold hands. I mean, it was all playful or whatever, but I don't know. I just started realizing that I had attraction to the opposite sex. And in my life, I've had one girlfriend. It did not last long. It lasted all of 30 fucking days, and I lied to you not. Since then, I have not messed with another female as far as a relationship, and that was in 2012, so what was it, like 6-7 years ago? Yeah, it's definitely been that long. So yeah, I had a girlfriend. I prefer femmes over doms. I'm not saying I've never been attracted to a dom, but I just, that's my preference. So my girlfriend was a femme, and you know, it was cool. I guess I just wanted to experiment and see what sex was like and what it was like to be in a relationship with a female. And let me tell you something. That bitch got on my fucking nerves so bad. Oh my God, that bitch got on my I wanted to steal this bitch like every day. And I know she wanted to steal me. We was always fighting over dumb shit. She was just a bitch. I don't know. She got on my nerves. And after that one relationship, I was like, I'm fucking done. We broke up because she had like kissed her ex-girlfriend. And I mean, even though she was honest and she told me about it, I'm looking at this bitch like, well, if I want to be fucking cheating on, I could be fucking with niggas, bitch. Like, what the fuck you mean? You kiss your ass girlfriend. So, nah, she had to go. She had to go, and she was fucking psycho. Still to this day, every once in a while, I'll talk to her, but I have to keep her at arm's length because she's like, will never get over me, I guess. Like, what we had, it was cool. I just consider her more of a friend now. After that happened, I couldn't trust her. So I stopped fucking with girls, period. I was done with that shit. That's kind of one of the reasons why I don't date women anymore. Not saying that if I came across a female and I really liked her, like I said, love is love, and I was really attracted to her, I would fucking be in a relationship with one. If that came along, but I don't be like out here looking for females to date or to like do sexual shit with. I don't. I'm not, you know, people, I'll get into that, into the misconceptions. Never mind. I don't like doms. I feel like doms, if I want to be with a man, I'm going to be with a man, not a woman that looks like a man. And that's just my preference with doms. It doesn't freak me out, but it's just like, that's my preference. Also, I think I got turned off in high school when this one dom girl I had a class with in 9th grade. Oh my God, I will never forget it. This girl likes me so much, and she will always like try to touch my ass in class, and just like, I don't know, like she would do shit like, I had to sit right next to her in math class, and she would like put her hand on the seat, like palms and fingers going up, like so I could sit on her hand. And it was like little shit. So one day she took it too far, and I guess she asked somebody around my way where I lived. This bitch showed up at my house, and anybody that knows me knows that I'm real funny about that. Like, I just don't be bringing people to my house because people be, crazy shit has happened to me before. So when that was one of them, I was fucking pissed. I was like, bitch, okay, you could like me at school or whatever, that's fine, but don't be showing up in my fucking house. Like, no. So that, ever since then, I just don't fuck with doms. I don't know. She was a dom and it just turned me off. Anyway, so let's get into misconceptions about gay people. So let me fucking say something. And this is more so for the men. Just because somebody is gay, that does not mean they want you. Like, I hate homophobic ass people. Like, I just really do. When a nigga does that, I just feel like you're just a homophobe and not comfortable with your sexuality. Because, like, some men will overdo it. Like, some men are real chill about it. They, like, you know, as long as they don't try nothing with me, they good. We cool. But it's some men, they just go in and be like, I hate using that word against fags and this and that. And them be the niggas for real that probably be down low. Dead ass. But, that just because somebody's gay, that does not mean they want you. And, okay. So, another misconception is, well, it's not so much in the 2018, but like I remember I was watching this documentary about back in the 80s when AIDS first developed. Everybody felt like because you were gay, you had AIDS, or AIDS was more popular in the gay community. And just in case that's still a misconception, I don't think it is anymore because so many fucking straight people have AIDS these days. Just because somebody's gay, that doesn't mean they're, you know, gay. Like, well, I do feel like gays can be very promiscuous when it comes to sex. So can straight people. Straight people be out here, married couples be out here having orgies and shit in clubs and just doing wild kinky ass shit. It's not just gays. Like, I hate how they just single gays out back in the day. And now we're more gay sternly in 2018, which is fucking amazing. They just treated them so bad. So yeah, I think that was fucked up. When AIDS was first popping, they really thought about like quarantining, or like, kind of, to me it was like a concentration camp, kind of just putting the gays off in one area, the ones that had AIDS. I mean, I'm not gonna say I get it, because back then they didn't know what the fuck AIDS was. Like, people were just catching it left and right, and we didn't have the medicines back then that we have today. And people were just dying left and right. I mean, it was kids dying, older people, a lot of gays. Like, people were just dying left and right. So, I mean, some shit pop off. They're like, all right, do we need to just, like, quarantine the people? But I do think that was fucked up. That was so fucked up that they did that. I know now that we have, you know, medicine where, you know, everybody is more in unison these days, I guess. Not really. But as far as, I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I'm just going to move on. The third point I want to get into is the hate crimes. And this is really the most important part I wanted to talk about today on this podcast, because hate crimes really bother me. Like, because they just, nobody deserves that. period. It really bothers me. But before I get into hate crimes, I do want to say this to transgenders. It is so fucking not cool. It's never cool to trick somebody. And I've read about a couple deaths surrounding hate crimes that the person tricked usually is another man. That's not okay if y'all out there doing that. If you're not, you know what I'm saying? Cool. But to be out here not telling somebody, and you, some transgenders look just like women. Like, I'm a woman saying this. Them motherfuckers, they be looking, y'all be looking better than me, okay? They be fucking slayed. Hair be fucking slayed. But please be honest, you know? I'm really dead ass serious when I say some transgenders look better than women who were born women. And, you know, they might have had surgery where they're a woman now. I still think that you should tell somebody, okay, yeah, I used to be a man or I used to be a woman. Like, that's a conversation you do need to have with somebody before you have sex with them. Like, period. That's like, people don't fucking do it, but you would want somebody to tell you if they had something before y'all had sex, even though people don't do it. But I just think something like that is just very important. Yeah. So I want to talk about this story that really made me hate crimes. Like, I already hated it, but it was this story that, like, really touched me about this gay white male. He lived in, where the fuck he lived at? It was some rural ass area. I don't want to say Idaho. I'm probably lying. I don't fucking know. But his name was Matthew Shepard. Some of you might have heard about him. Not a lot of you. But on the night of October 6, 1998, Matthew Shepard met Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson at the Fireside Lounge in Laramie. I swear I think this is in, like, Utah or Idaho. I could be making that shit up, though. It's one of them areas like that, though. McKinney and Henderson decided to give Shepard a ride home. They subsequently drove the car to a remote rural area and proceeded to rob, pistol whip, and torture Shepard. Tie him to a fence and leave him to die. And I seen a documentary. When they tied him to a fence, the person who found him thought that he was a scarecrow. Like, that's how bad they beat him. And they just left him stranded there because he was gay. That is inhumane. That is fucking inhumane. This happened in 1998, like I said. And being open and out and living your truth wasn't as popping back then as it is now. Which is, I'm so glad it's gotten better, you know. Since I've been alive, I've been able to see them pass the laws on gays being able to get married. And I always felt like that was, you know, important too. Like, love is love. Just because you're gay, that doesn't make you human. That doesn't make you weird. That doesn't make you different. Love is love. You don't, like, where the fuck is it a rule that you have to love the fucking opposite sex? They say it's in the Bible, but I guess, whatever. Just leave people alone. Love is love. Anyway, back to this Matthew Shepard story. Media reports often contain the graphic account of the pistol whipping and his fractured skull. Reports described how Shepard was beaten so brutally that his face was completely covered in blood, except where it had been partially cleansed by his tears. Still tied to the fence, Shepard was in a coma 18 hours after the attack when he was discovered by a cyclist who initially mistook him for a scarecrow. She decided to use her bare hands to clear airway in Shepard's bloody mouth. A day later, she was informed that Shepard was HIV positive and that she might have been exposed to the virus due to cuts from her hands. After taking an AZT regimen for several months, she tested negative. That is such a blessing. But when you're I thought that was so heroic of this cyclist that stopped. And I mean, you see some shit like that, you're gonna be fucking mortified. Yeah, you're gonna stop. You're gonna, you know, just, I just thought that was really heroic what she did. Like, not knowing this man, and he ended up having HIV too. Like, you know, trying to help him. And whoever that cyclist was, like, you're a really good person. And wow, I know they just remember that for the rest of their life. I couldn't imagine seeing something like that. Shepherd was pronounced dead 6 days later after the attack, October 12, 1998. He was 21 years old. I read about that story when I was like 14, and I just was so heartbroken. No one deserves something like that. Like, I know it's a lot of black on black crime out here. I know about that. I talk about that. But the hate crimes is real too. And it's really fucked up. Like, to kill somebody because they're a certain way and you don't like it. Like, you don't have to fucking like it. That's not your life. That's not your truth to live. Like, how dare you take somebody's life? How dare you? So, oh, I just want to fuck off because it really gets me in my feelings. It really does. I don't care what you say about gay people. We're still human. And I'm including myself in this because, you know, I've had my family make little comments about my older sister is bisexual as well. And I've heard them, like, just make comments about gay people in general. And it's just, like, we're still human. We're still fucking normal. Like, I don't know. People are just judgy as fuck. So, that concludes my story today on the LGBT community. Y'all are definitely popping. And I wanted to do a special show just for y'all. Well, I haven't been to a pride parade because I'm definitely planning to go next year. I wanted to go fuck with y'all in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, but won't be able to do that. But 2019 will be the fucking year, and I will see y'all at the Pride Parade. Have a good day. Not even completely sure how the fuck I forgot this, but another misconception that people have about either bisexual women or gay women. Man, we don't want to have a threesome with you. Just because I say I'm bisexual, that doesn't mean I want to fulfill your fantasies of a threesome. I said a threesome. A threesome. I'm a very jealous bitch. And if I feel like you're fucking the next bitch more than you're doing me or anything of that sort, I will chop your head off. Period. So no, I don't participate in threesomes. It's either I want you or I want her. Period. Okay. Peace.